Ian O'Brien was in with us, and he mentioned in the middle of the interview that he had a great friend from Tallow, Lorien MacDonald, who would love to speak to us on air about the Wim Hof method. Lorien now domiciled over in Scotland, just outside Edinburgh. I think she lived there for about 20 years. And Lorien is the lady who is going to bring the Wim Hof method here to our town of Youghal on the 30th of March. What is it all about? Let's find out from Lorien. Good morning, Lorien.
Good morning, Mick, and thank you for that lovely introduction. It's an absolute honour to be on your show this morning.
I'm delighted.
I'm delighted to spread the Wim Hof word to y'all. And
there's a lot of people, I think, Lorien. There's a lot of people are dying to find out, because I thought it was a Chinese meal or something, Wim Hof. I didn't know what it was when it was mentioned. But I have did a good bit of research into it since. In actual fact, I said at the start of the programme that last night I heard that the great rugby player Frankie Sheehan, he runs off a seminar every year or symposium, whatever, and he brings in special guests from all over the world to it. And he actually had Wim Hof as one of his guests, I don't know, is it last year or this year or the year before? So look, Lorien, first of all, tell us, who is Wim Hof?
So Wim Hof is a Dutchman. He's probably known and referred to as a bit of an extremist because of all he's achieved with his own method, which he developed around 40 years ago. His method has now become a global craze. And there are three elements to the method. So it's centered around a type of breathwork, along with cold exposure. And the third pillar of that method is the discipline or the commitment. So it's putting those two things on repeat. And it's become so renowned to the point where there are people like me now situated around the world who are delivering workshops and events to teach people the method, because what it serves to do is improve the overall health of the individual, a sense of happiness, newfound levels of energy, improving mental health, which is now a fantastic topic of conversation since lockdown. And also one of the huge areas of development and scientific research around the Wim Hof method at the moment is in relation to being able to use it to manage pain. So it encourages this shift away from gravitating towards pharmaceutical products and using natural tools that we have at our disposal. And once you're guided through it and being taught it once, you can put that into practice at home. It only takes a few minutes. And what it can do is shift your nervous system response from stress, cortisol producing, into parasympathetic, rest, digest, calm, relax. So it prepares us for the unsure event, the job interview, the change in personal circumstances, and allows us to feel more okay and happy and mental resilience. And so we can use it for all elements of our lives. And what I notice is, say, the catchment of people that come to my events, there's a broad range in age, both male and female, and they all come for different reasons. So they're wanting to improve their lifestyle in some way. And this is a method that's proven to work for myself. And what I notice with the people who come to my events is that they put it into practice themselves and they report back to me that they feel the benefits. And that's what it's all about. It's all very well intentioned. And when I think about y'all and growing up very close to y'all, it's quite funny because people in y'all have actually been practicing a form of Wim Hof since I was a child, without it really being named and structured as a method. So I remember as a kid being in Youghal and going for walks on the beach and seeing groups of people swimming in the sea without a wetsuit. And they've been doing that for a long time, but now we've added the breath work to it and it makes it a more profound experience.
And they're actually gone bigger here now, Lorien, because they have the Youghal Sea Swimmers. They presented a cheque for €10,000 to the local RNLI a fortnight ago. And they wrote this book. And if you go to every morning, the crowds of these people outside every morning is fantastic.
It is. It really is. It's fantastic. And there's a great sense of community that goes with that. There's a lot of camaraderie. I have my own swimming group here in Scotland. Every opportunity when I go home, I'm either hopping in the sea or a loch or a cold body of water somewhere. But for me, the thing I do every single day without question is some breathing and a cold shower. And the anti-inflammatory impact of that is enormous. And what I've found as an individual who's turning 45 this year, I have three children, a busy lifestyle, you know, all these things. It's given me that sense of courage and that get up and go to make quick decisions. And rather than let any negative thoughts that might come into my mind that, oh, I might not be able to do that, you know, the limits of our own minds that stop us doing the things that we really want to do. It's given me that sense of courage to decide, no, I can do it. Just get up and go, and there's nothing stopping me. So much so that I actually climbed Mont Blanc with my friend Ian O'Brien last year.
Yeah, he mentioned that last week.
And then Ian mentioned, Ian seems to be a very positive influence on me and all his friends, that's for sure.
I have never, Lorraine, I have never came across a more positive man than Ian. I've done two interviews with him and I have never came across a more man with a more positive attitude.
He's a fantastic guy. Yeah, he's very unique and it's very humbling to be his friend and a real honour. And he's created this ripple effect with the people round about him that is very much centred around positivity, and it gives us that get up and go, you know.
Of course it does.
I'm doing the Edinburgh Marathon with Ian in May, and I'll set myself up for this year, but you know, there's a world of opportunity out there, and I just think, you know, we can limit ourselves with...
To get back, just to get back to something you mentioned earlier, are you telling me that this method, this Wim Hof method, can wean people away from tablets? I mean, my God, there's so many tablets available. I mean, if a child started crying, or you nearly leave a tablet to stop the child crying. It's gone beyond a joke at this stage.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's a cultural norm. You know, it's just where we find ourselves in society, and it's a tool that we've been told will help. And what we're noticing is, with regards to the Wim Hof method and practicing that, for anyone who's experiencing any form of pain, whether they have something like fibromyalgia or arthritis or an autoimmune disease of some description, where there's an inflammatory response in the body, if we incorporate the breathwork and the cold exposure, you reduce the inflammation. And it's scientifically proven that there's more activity in the periaqueductal grey area of the brain, which we refer to, which manages pain reception. So it reduces our pain level, improving our sense of health and relieving symptoms. So it's really groundbreaking. And it's just a very exciting time to be involved in it. And I'm very focused on trying to help people to improve the quality of their lives.
And we say, after the seminar you're giving, the 30th of March, I think, isn't it, the 30th of March?
Yes.
After that, we said, suppose I went down to that, no? Okay, Lorraine? I won't be there, I can guarantee
you.
I'll be looking to get into the bat now, and I won't go down to a call. But if I went down to that, Lorraine, right? And I was happy, and I was very happy with what happened down there. Where do I go from there then?
So one of the elements of the event and how I run it is that I very clearly explain to people what they can do after the day to infiltrate it into their lives.
Okay.
So what you could do is decide that you're going to commit to spending a few minutes doing this form of breathing that I will have taught you every week. And that in itself is enough for you to notice a very positive difference. The other thing I think that's really important to mention is the ice bath and the cold exposure element of the event is optional. Sometimes that's the part that the people are apprehensive about. And I'm not in the habit of torturing people, you know, so it is optional. You don't have to do that. Learning the breath work on its own is enough to make a positive change.
Yeah, because the first mention I ever heard of ice baths was back, I'd say, in the mid-90s, a famous Wexford man there, Liam Griffin. He owns the Ferry Carrick Hotel down there, and Liam took over the Wexford Hurlers, and he had these ice baths down there in the Ferry Carrick, as far as I remember, and he had the players in there, and they won the All-Ireland.
Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, a lot of sports people use ice baths for quick recovery. I myself, when I'm doing the marathon running training, and I'm running on consecutive days, especially for long runs, I'll hop into an ice bath when I get home, and then my body recovers much faster. And it's almost as though I didn't go for a run the day before when I'm off out the next day. Now, I'm by no means an elite athlete. I'm talking, you know, beginner level marathon running. However, it does help as part of that process. And the other thing that's worth mentioning, I think it's a great example. I was diagnosed with a frozen shoulder in the middle of last year, and I went and had appointments with three different physios. I could barely lift my elbow from my side. I was in an awful lot of pain, and all three of the physios said it would take about 18 months to heal that, that I would need a series of cortisol injections and painkillers. And I just thought, no, I think there's a different way. So I practiced the methods every day, and I did an ice bath every day for a week. And within a week, I had full movement of my shoulder without taking any kind of painkillers at all, and certainly without having to go down the route of cortisol injections. So it definitely works.
Okay. I'm intrigued if you know what you're on, Derek Miro.
Are you convinced yet, Mick?
I'm getting there. I think the ice is getting... I'm just looking at the groups that we say at any session like we'll be having here. They're limited to 30, but instructors often choose to keep them much smaller, the groups.
Yes.
Is it to be more intimate with the individuals?
So it definitely helps people to feel more comfortable. Ideally, a slightly smaller group, which I think we'll have on the 30th of March in Yall, which would be perfect. Everyone then feels as though they're getting enough guidance from me. If, for example, I had a larger number, I would have an assistant on hand to help. My job is to make sure that every single person who walks in the door has the ultimate experience that far exceeds their expectations. What I find really interesting is people write reviews after my events, and there's a bit of repetition on people saying I'm a safe pair of hands, which I find quite funny. But what they mean by that really is they've enjoyed the process and they've not felt apprehensive. And, you know, we have a bit of a laugh. It's a lighthearted event. It's very personable. I share my own experiences and how it's helped me as an individual. And everyone in the group then feels really connected, and they enjoy the whole process. And nobody's forced to do anything. You know, I'm trained in cold exposure. I've been to Wim Hof Base Camp twice to do rigorous training. It's the closest thing I'll ever experience to what it might be like, Mick, to being in the army. But
oh my God, cross me off that list.
But the events I run are very low key by comparison. You know, it's an introduction to a cold water experience. That's all it is.
Okay.
Nobody's forced to stay under ice or anything like that. You know, so any kind of fears that people have, we dissolve those quite quickly so that they can embrace the whole thing. And what I find is, and the marker of it, that sense of achievement for me, is the feedback I get from people afterwards where they've decided they're going to join the swimming group, or they now understand the why they do the swimming so often, but add the breath work to it.
Now, you have a few words of advice, Lorraine, for people like if somebody is going down to the seminar is it a seminar, I should call it, or what's the word you use?
You can workshop, seminar, event, whatever you choose.
If somebody is going down there and they have no prior experience with cold exposure, you recommend that they finish in the days previous leading up to the workshop, they finish their showers with cold showers. This may be overwhelming at first, but just try and, like you say, focus on your breath and bring it into controlled, steady rhythm. And also, you say the workshop is suitable for everyone, but does require a basic level of health. And out of precaution, you advise against participation during pregnancy or if you are an epileptic. Is that correct? Are people with cardiovascular issues as well?
Yes, so if anyone has any major underlying health conditions, what I would suggest for them to do is get in touch directly with me. We would have a conversation or to consult their doctor. So on purpose, I ask every participant to complete a health declaration in advance. The only two criteria where somebody cannot partake is pregnancy or epilepsy. Anything else we can work with. But it helps if I'm aware as to the health of the individual on arrival. And we incorporate all those things. Sometimes people might suffer from acute anxiety and depression. So, you know, I can cater for that if I know in advance and allow them to feel relaxed and comfortable.
Okay.
So that they enjoy the experience.
Okay, Lorraine, I'm running out of time, but what I want to get to is a few little pieces of advice you want to give them. You advise if they eat light, if at all, before the workshop, just take something light, not to have a big meal, and what to bring with you, a towel or a dry robe, swimwear, a yoga mat and a warm drink. Would that be correct?
That is spot on. A warm drink and a warm smile, because it's going to be a fantastic experience for those who decide they would like to participate. And I'd like to thank you so much for your time, Mick, and to everyone who's booked so far. This, for me, is the most special event this year because it's out of my home patch, so I'm really, really excited.
And I can tell you, listeners, I can tell you out there that if you do happen to go down and join in the fun, you will be joining an elite crew, including Courtney Cox, David Beckham, and actor Hugh Jackman. Isn't that correct, Lorraine?
That's right. That's spot on, Mick.
Okay, listen, before I leave you go, let us know, it's on Saturday the 30th of March in the Mall Arts Centre between 12 and 3 p.m. And the fee is it €130?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and how do people book, Lorraine?
So people can book by going on the official Wim Hof platform. So for anyone looking me up who doesn't already know me, if they're not connected with me on social media, if you put a search engine in with my name, Lorraine MacDonald, Wim Hof instructor, and I'll come up with the list of events that I'm running in the near future, and you all being second on the list right now.
Perfect.
So everything's there online.
Okay, Lorraine. So if you see this little walking down with a flashy pink swimsuit on him, you know it's me.
Fantastic. Nick, I'll see you there. I'm looking forward to having you.
You will not see me there.
I've got time to convince you, yes.
There's a light bit of rain outside this morning, and I have 7 coats and was put on before I go out. Lorraine, it's been
Thanks
a pleasure.
So
it's
much.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
We wish you the very best of luck. We also wish Ian the best of luck, of course. He's going for the awards next Wednesday night, lads. Don't forget I told you about that, to make sure that you vote for Ian. That is outside of that IE for the awards next Wednesday night. He will be doing the marathon with Lorraine in Edinburgh, is it?
Yes.
In Edinburgh, in May. And Lorraine, we wish you the very, very, very best of luck with this Wim Hof Method here in Yarl on the 30th of March. And hopefully we'll speak to you afterwards, maybe, to see how it all went.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mick.
Anytime, Lorraine. It's a pleasure to have you on the programme this morning. That's Thanks Lorraine so MacDonald, lads, originally from Tallow, but now living over just outside Edinburgh. And she will be here with the Wim Hof Method, lads, on the 30th of March in the Mall Arts Centre. We wish everybody the best of luck. Commercial break.